want you to tell me the first thing you remember about when you were a child. What's your first memory?
I don't remember.
Do you remember when you were 3 or 4 or 5?
I don't know. I remember, yes. I was working, I was helping my father. I was doing all I'm talking in here.
Yeah.
What else can I tell you? Stephanie, you ask Susie.
What city were you born in?
Radovitz.
That's in Bucharest.
No, that's in Radovitz. That's Austria it used to be.
Well, the Austrians were in control then?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The Romanian took over.
Right.
Yeah. But I could remember when I was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to school. I came home from school.
You went to a school with just Jewish children or?
No, public school.
Mm-hmm. What kind of house did you live in?
We lived in a private house.
Had a lot of land?
In the back, we had land, we had, anyway.
How many rooms were in the house?
There were four and four, I think.
So up and down, you mean?
No, 11.
What do you mean 4 and 4?
That was a private house,
yeah.
And it had two apartments.
Oh, so you somebody rented an apartment?
Wait. When my father was all right, mm-hmm. and he was well, he did business, and we had a nice, the other four rooms were just for guests and nice furniture. I don't even remember if Susie remembers that because she wasn't born yet. Then my father took sick and couldn't pay the rent and nothing, so he had to rent the house. And all the children had to work with him. So I went, he made me clean the stable, he made me bring the horse to eat, he made me put on the harness on him. I used to take the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on
yeah.
the horse.
Yeah.
I said on him, you know, it was a boy horse, yeah.
Yeah.
And I did all the dirty work.
Who was in the house then? You and
everybody.
Who was everybody?
Rosie, Clara, Jenny, Susie. Susie wasn't born then. Susie was
Moshe.
Oh sure. Moshe. But
Zipper, yeah.
Sure.
Zipper.
But in between all these children, my mother had maybe 10 or 12 cleanings.
Mm-hmm. Miscarriage.
Miscarriage.
And where did Santa Rossi come from?
Also from there.
She was married.
First wife.
Your father had a friend, and he had Rossi and no other children, just Rossi?
No, only Rossi. But then when Rossi's mother remarried, she had a sister and friends in Paris. We went to see her.
When her mother remarried? I mean, your father divorced her mother?
Yes.
Oh, I never knew that.
She was a baby.
Why did he divorce her? Did you ever know?
I know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Why not?
Because she wasn't a girl. He divorced her.
You mean she had other men?
She must have. She wasn't a virgin. That's all.
Oh.
You know, in Europe, they're so fanatic.
Yeah. Ah.
Now it's different story.
But he had slept with her because she became pregnant with Rossi.
With my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got married.
Yeah.
And she became pregnant, the wife. And then she had the baby. So the mother kept the baby. He gave her a lot of money. He got rid of the divorce. And that was the trouble.
But didn't he find out she wasn't a virgin on their wedding night or whatever?
But he used her, you know.
Oh.
In the morning he was telling her.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to know with whom. She wouldn't tell him.
So then that was in a different city, no?
In Radovitz.
In Radovitz?
Yeah.
And how did he meet your mother?
My mother, my grandfather and my grandmother, they didn't like him because he said wherever he puts his foot, grass don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he meant whoever he wants, he'll get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of man he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was true. Then he went, he had to go out of town. It's a city, Schatz.
Mm-hmm.
That city's name is Shatz. Uh-huh. There was rabbis there.
Yeah.
And he went for some advice to the rabbi. And he took a fiacre. She'll know what it is.
Zuzi.
For who is this?
For me.
Oh. That just means a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
You know. He took that and he said to himself, he'll go home. While he took it, so there was another two people that the man picked up, the driver. So that man went to Radovitz, and they were talking in the car,
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a car, it was a fancy, like on Fifth Avenue they got
the door. Oh,
I don't know how they call it here. Uh-huh. In the name they call it a fiacre.
Okay.
So they went to, from that city to Chernowitz. From Chernowitz, they said they're going to go home. On the way, when they are home, Harry, they were almost about 2 and 3.5 miles. This man started to talk to my father, and he said where he's going. He said he's going to Radovitz, that man said.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I was born there. My father was born in Copia, Russia. But he was raised up there when he came, he was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So this man said to him like that, I'm going to this fella, I want to introduce him to Shai Moshe Solker's daughter. That was my mother. Mm-hmm. So my father said, Shai Moshe Solker, they came from a city, Solker, so they called my grandfather Solker.
Mm-hmm.
He came, he said, my father said to him, he's got a daughter like that to get married already? He says, no, she's 14 and a half years old. But she is a good business lady. She's in the back of the grocery store. My grandfather had a grocery store. And she was in the back and she makes pants for men,
Mm-hmm.
So my father sees the train is coming. He jumped out of the car and he jumped on the train. And he was there before them. It took 2 days. He had to talk to her. He went in through the yard because my father and my grandfather would have killed him. He would have caught them there. He had a bad name. Divorced a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he divorced, left her and with a baby and all that, but he paid her all very well. So what do you think happened when she knew about him? My mother knew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she liked him. He was dressed to kill.
What did he do then? What kind of business was he in?
He was a manager of his own business. He had 14 horses and wagons, and they used to bring rags, they used to bring iron, they used to bring but you make the mamaligi, the iron things.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this man, all these men, they were working for him.
It used to be like a trucking company, only with a wagon.
But he was very well liked by all these men, and they all did work. And then something happened that he got very sick. He lifted up a sack with iron, metal, or I don't know what, and a venous marosa to do off, such a bone. And
in his back?
In the back. Mm-hmm. And the doctor told him he has to lay on the bed flat. And with a special method, but he didn't. He was a knacker, he didn't. So he was some moves given, different. In the meantime, he already married my mother. He stole her from the window,
mm-hmm.
And he went away to, I don't know, wherever day he got married in a court. And he got married in Jewish, when? Married in Jewish, not in the court. When I had to go to America in January. So they wouldn't give me no papers. So my father had to go to Russia and get his birth certificate and everything. So then he got married, you know. But he says he's not going no place. He stays in Radovitz. What does he need? You know.
So then after they got married, he came and lived in Radovitz?
Yeah, all the, straight, all the years.
So you were telling me, this is the house they lived in?
That same house, the same house. I didn't know no other house. We didn't live in no other house.
And you slept in a room with who, with Jenny?
Ich and Jenny and Rosie and Clara on one bed.
Mm.
Yeah, all the four of us, two and two. Mm. Yeah, and let me see, Moshe was that time, Rosie came here, I think 7 years before us. She left Moshe, he was 2 years old. Zuzi wasn't born yet. But after Moshe, my mother had a few clinics again. Miscarriages. She used to lose the, you know why? She took me along. So my father was sick, very sick, and he couldn't do nothing. So he couldn't do nothing, and he couldn't manage. He was a big manager there. He couldn't do nothing. So he had to rent the apartment, one apartment, and we were all together in one, like this, we were scattered, you know. Mm-hmm. We were all together in that one room, in the five rooms on one side, and it was tough for us, was tough for the kids, for the father, for the mother, for everybody. But anyway, what happened then, my aunt sent for Rosie. He has one sister, my father, here in Tsipras. And Rosie went away, and I think 3 or 4 years later, Clara went away. Rosie sent for Clara.
Your father just had this one sister, and she was here in the United States?
Yeah, Ellen. Yeah.
Tsipras was her
name? Nina Tsipras, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, he always wanted to see her. She was one sister that he loved just like a sweetheart. They used to write letters to each other. So we got bigger, you know, and he couldn't do nothing. So I was 14 years old. He took me out from school, and my mother became a, so we had a horse and a wagon, you know, and two men put in the wagon about 200 pounds each sack of flour, and we bring it to other cities. One day, my mother was pregnant, and one day I went with her, and there is a certain, water. The water called the Suchava. That's the water. And my mother was, you know, I was sitting on the top of the sacks, and she was sitting on a board in the front, and I was laying down. I was sleepy, you know, I was a kid. And the horses stopped in the middle of the water. The water was up to the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's, the horses stopped. There was something there, and we couldn't go. If you were sitting out of the water, you was cold, but in the summertime. But in the water, so I went down and I sit down in the, and stood in the water, holding on by the wagon. So we were a whole night in the water, and my mother got sick. And I didn't know what, she didn't tell me nothing. You know, it's not like here I would ask you, you know, personal things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there, Harry. The mother don't confide, the father don't confide on each other, nothing. Anyway, but in the morning, 8 o'clock, people starting to come, and two men came, and they put a chain, and they pulled us out from there. And we delivered the flour, you know, and after that, we went home empty, and we were supposed to pick up from there something else. I don't know what, I don't remember everything. So we came home, and my mother had to go to the hospital. She had a miscarriage. It was 4 months already, big.
Mm.
And my father didn't take care a bit on her, you know. He loved her, he was crazy about her. But who was we to talk? You know, Rosie once said, was denkst du, machst du ein Füllhaus mit Kinder? Rosie said that it's enough. Der Tata's ungehaarige boy, he gave her a beating of his life, of her life. You hear? That was when Rosie was home yet. She had so many cleanings, Harry. She had 16 children.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, with all the cleanings and everything. After it came Jewish holidays.
16 pregnancies.
No, together with the children. We were seven.
Yeah. Right.
And it, you know. What do you think? That was maybe a year later and everything. It was Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was so beautiful, you know. But he made her go every time to the mikveh, you know.
Can I cut a piece?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she went there, Harry.
Yeah.
And, you know, he needs a clean woman for his business.
Yeah.
Every Friday night he sent her to the, you know. So. That I'm alive.
Mm.
That's what. I didn't have no flour, and I had a little bit of flour, so I made one.
What is it?
It's cake.
I know, you never made this before.
Oh, I used to make.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Listen, I started to make ragel. I didn't have enough dough. Ich habe das gemacht in der Tafel.
You need flour?
I need a buy if I need. Now I don't need.
When did you have to run away when the Russians came in? How old were you, older than them?
16.
Oh. Tell me about when you were a little kid. When you were in school.
A little kid? Nah, I was full of mischief. That's all. I used to get hit every time. When I was about, I don't know, 6 years old, I crossed the street was a neighbor. The neighbor had two sons, and they used to go hunting. And they caught a boy with a long mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot their name. And what do you think? They gave it to me.
Gave you the bird?
Yeah, the bad boy.
Oh.
And they gave me the boy. I went and I took off all the feathers.
Mm.
And I took straw and I put inside. I took everything out from inside, you know. Only the body was left and the feet.
Mm-hmm.
In the hat, and I packed it up in a package, a beautiful package like that. And there was a man that used to make pots. You know, you got us a set like that. Where, you know, the flesh you can decide.
Pottery.
That guy goes always in the beer garden, you know, and he used to drink. And Thursday he used to prepare it on the boards to dry a little, and then he makes the oven, he puts it in the oven, you know, to bake. And Friday he goes on the market, you know, and he keeps it on selling it.
Yeah.
You know. All right. I went and I packed it up beautiful, and he had a little girl. The little girl wasn't his, but he married a woman that the woman had a little girl. She must have been also about 7 years, 6 or 7 years, you know. And I called her over, and he lived in another block, but in the same block, but in a side street.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in the main street. So I went and I said to her, come here.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over and I said, look, your father forgot that in the bar. So she said, that's not my father.
Mm-hmm.
That is my stepfather, she said to me. I said, oh, I didn't know. And she came home, and she gives her father the package. And she gives him the package. He's starting to open it, but he forgot he didn't know how far he has to go. I put so much paper around it, and I wrapped it up, and I put a bow on it, and everything. It was beautiful. So he said to her, to the kid, who gave it to you? And she said, the little black girl with the black hair with the two braids, but it didn't say braids, mit die zwei Zöpfe, you know.
Why did you do that to him?
I didn't think it's anything, I just wanted fun. But don't worry, you couldn't plan to touch for this. What do you think happened when he went into the bakery, to the bar, and the bar said to him, he said to the woman that I did that and that. So she, that Jewish lousy thing, she said, you go to her father is very, very strict. So he was all wrong, but everybody in my block knew what I did, you know. So there was a German woman lived there across the street by us, and our windows were open, and she...
What do you mean Jewish lousy things? She shouldn't have told on you because you were Jewish?
Not because I was Jewish, but why did you have to tell them about my father, you know? But you will verlieren a customer.
Oh.
So all these people used to come by the window and look in, and my father was just davening. He stood in the talus in the tefillin, you know, Shemineser, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in, and I wore a straw hat. Listen, the straw hat had a ribbon, it was hanging down. And when I saw him come, I went under the bed, you know, but he saw me. So my father got through davening, and he says, what have I got the honor, you know, that you are here? So he said, you see that little one, that black little one girl? I'll pick her up, and I'll let her down, and she'll be dead. So my father said, get out of my house. Get just out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But you think that's all? That wasn't all. Our cows, we had cows, you know, for ourselves.
What did your father do to you?
Right? So, I was supposed to go every day, 5:30, when she milks the cow, to put it in my pot. I used to go with two pots, you know, because we were very religious culture. So I go there, and he comes out, and he runs after me, and he grabs my ribbon, you know. But he grabbed
your hair in the back.
The ribbon.
Yeah.
So the ribbon remained by him in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll fix you. I said to him, you know, you should wait. He says, I'm going to kill you. He got dich tot machen. Tot machen. Also hat er geschrien zu mir. I came home without the milk. So Clara was home that time. Rosie was already in America. So I says to Clara, please go bring the milk. Because the tatat much longer than the hargen. So she goes and brings the milk, but I don't say nothing to my father. But my father gave me that day a beating. I couldn't sit months on my behind with the laces from the horse, And I said to him, Tate, I'm not going to zweem. But to Ichel and Rache. You know what that
revenge
means? Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One day,
see... On this man you meant.
Yeah, the man. One day, they called him the Tepner. He used to make pots. I see him go in there. And I go, like, you know, here...
How old were you when this happened?
Must have been about, not even 8 years, about 7 years old or so. That's all. No, sure, maybe 6 and a half or 7. I went in 1A that time.
Mm.
Yeah, that I remember very well. So, he, you know, I saw him go in the store to drink. I went to his house, mm-hmm. you know, and all the pots were wet. They were just made, you know. And I went on all the pots, like the kids play potsy here, you know. Mm-hmm. Like this, I played on all the pots. I made a mess out of them. You hear? A mess. Friday he didn't go to the market. He couldn't sell nothing. He didn't have nothing. Because I got so much, you know, that I couldn't walk. So my father hit me on my bare behind, mm. you know, and I hit me ungeknitten, in the ungeschlagen. I tell you without mercy, mm. you know, if Jaime would be here, Jaime would remember. Little bit, not all, because
why would Jaime remind me?
Because he used to, most of the time, he used to be in our house, shy, very little. But when we were kids, we were all
together. He was your cousin.
Sure, my mother's sister's children. Jaime is my first cousin. Mm-hmm. Shy is my first cousin, you know.
Who was Shy? I don't know Shy.
He was married with my sister Zippel.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to know the family if you go to
his... old cousins there.
Yeah, sure.
I see. So he was Jaime's brother.
Who?
Shy. And Shia. Rosie was Rosie's...
sister. And Bertha is a sister. And Suraleya that died in Israel is a sister. Ah. Hamala died in this country, his sister. And Mendel is a brother. Ah. Mendel, Shy, Chaim. Rosie.
So Mendel is a sister to the key?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's our brother. Mm. Sure. Mm. There are only two left. Mendel and Shia.
Of the boys, you mean?
Yeah.
The girls is Rosie and what's
Bertha.
Bertha.
Yeah. Because Hannah died here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how is Minnie?
Minnie is Chaim's wife. Minnie got married, she's a stranger.
All right. Her husband was who? Was Jaime.
Jaime.
Oh, okay, with Rosie. Yeah, all right.
Gotcha. Rosie was married with Mechel.
Right. He was nice,
Mechel. Yeah, he was nice, very nice. Yeah. I all know them from we were kids together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he didn't know who did that, you know?
Yeah.
So there was a woman, she was a Romanian, you know?
Yeah.
And I used to go help her on the field,
mm-hmm.
you know? I used to take together the potatoes and everything. For that she used to give me 50 cents a day, and she used to give me back potatoes to take home,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she saw two guys doing that.
Mm-hmm.
then she came to me and she says to me, you know, I told him that I saw two little guys, kids,
mm-hmm.
doing that work. He says, do you know who they are? She said, no, I thought you were home, so that's why I didn't tell you. She lived just across from him. But she saw me doing it and she was very happy. Because he was a lousy guy anyway,
mm.
a German, a lousy German. Mm. That's about all what I could tell you.
All right.